President Bush discussed the Israel-Lebanon crisis this morning with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice at his ranch near Crawford, Texas. He urged the UN to approve the ceasefire resolution as soon as possible.
To establish a lasting peace that protects innocent civilians on both sides of the border, we must address the underlying conditions that are the root cause of this crisis.
Joining us to talk about this and other issues facing the administration is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. And Ron, with this resolution, is the White House changing its stance at all on this conflict?
Not really, Madeline. The Bush administration is still willing to take time, still backing the Israeli offensive insofar as it targets Hezbollah, still betting that by the time the shooting stops, assuming that there is eventually some kind of resolution, the circumstances will be more favorable for Israel and its security than they are right now.
And we note that the Bush administration is calling for a ceasefire. What is the difference between a ceasefire and a cessation?
Well, it may be more semantic than anything else, but it sounds better to be for a cessation or a pause in violence than to be saying you're not for a ceasefire or an immediate ceasefire, as the United States was for several weeks. Now, today, the president said he couldn't ask for a cessation sooner because, as he put it, the world community had not yet come together in agreement to address the root causes of the struggle.
And now there's talk of a second resolution. What's that about?
Second resolution would set up and send in an international force to keep Hezbollah from attacking Israel and to keep Israel out of southern Lebanon.
And did the president say anything today about opening a new front on the diplomatic side, let's say talking to Syria, for example?
No, although that could be part of the French contribution here. And Secretary Rice suggested that there was more agreement than you might think, as she put it, about having an international force preventing another Hezbollah attack across the blue line in southern Lebanon.
And the president seemed today to be trying to put this crisis in a broader context of world conflicts.
Yes, indeed. That seemed to be the president's main purpose, really, in his statement this morning. He said we need to tie this conflict to the democratization of the entire region and, indeed, of the world. It's democracy versus terror, democracy versus what he called Islamofascism, democracy versus the remnants of communism in Cuba, for that matter. He brought up all those instances.
And Iraq?
Yes, he also mentioned Iraq as very much part of this overarching theme, and he was asked if he was expecting too much of Iraq as a fledgling democracy, something Tony Blair had raised as a possibility last week, and the president said no. In fact, having the 12 million people who voted there last winter go to the polls showed that the political situation is going well, and it's only the security situation that's the problem.
Mm. Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.